Thank you, precious Jesus, for caring so much about those things that trouble us. Jesus began, "Dear Claire, I know you're fighting against the woes in your body. May I say I'm going to relieve you of these soon? You're getting glimpses of my replacements for those things that are hampering you and slowing you down. That inspiration to give up coconut milk is from me, daughter. I know how miserable you are in your body, and you and I both know it is from excesses of sugar and coconut milk. May I change that, please? I wish you would, Lord. I wish you would. Well, then, let's begin. You don't need all that fat and all those calories. What you are drinking now is the best thing in the world for you, bar none." And that was a naked smoothie, actually. That's what they're called. That's the brand name, Naked. "This weight problem is affecting your mission. Don't you want to feel better, Claire?" "I do. Does it always have to be about my business? Can't I sometimes speak about the things troubling your heart and mine? Don't you recognize that I'm always concerned for you? And what troubles you troubles me. Do you think I'm some kind of master driving you like a workhorse and caring nothing for your trouble or issues? See, I've exposed that in you, dearest, because you don't want to pass that attitude along to others. I care very much for the things that trouble you during your day. So having said all that, I want to tell my heart dwellers the very same thing. I'm not so wrapped up in the world affairs that I'm oblivious to the things that trouble you during the day. I want you to bring them up to me for my solution. I want you to know I'm right there by your side, concerned for your concerns, and even making provision to extricate you from them. But you never ask me. Now, will you ask me? Will you come to me with the things you know are your fault, that you are too embarrassed to bring up? I'm not going to chide you for them. The most I might say is, I know that much coconut milk wasn't such a good idea after all, huh? And why am I so gentle with you? Because I already know how badly you feel, and I certainly don't want to add to that. It would only make you seek out this bad habit even more to get relief. Okay, so here I've got to make a confession, dear family. A good 2 or 3 years ago, the Lord warned me about my coconut milk consumption. Now, I'm not talking about the watery stuff. Oh, no. There's a brand called Chaco, C-H-A-C-O-A, canned coconut milk, which has been extracted from whole coconut. It's been juiced right out of it. If you've ever had that brand of coconut milk, you'll totally understand how addictive it is. In any case, at that time, I don't remember if it was my angel, the Lord, or a saint from the cloud, but I was pouring it out into the blender and thinking, that sure is a lot of calories and cholesterol. And that thought was just hanging in the air when I heard a voice in front of me and to the right say, "Are you sure you want to keep doing this? You know you're gaining weight from it." And contrary to all good sense and obedience, thinking I couldn't find a replacement anyway, I said, "Yes." Rather firmly, I might add, with a touch of defiance. "Yes, yes, I do." I see that now. Rebellion, self-will, and pride right out in the open along with gluttony. So knowing my sinful attitude, I've been reluctant to come to you, Jesus. Well, also, I still like my drinks, but I don't like the fat. Thank you for bringing this up for resolution. Jesus continued, "Children, children, you carry so much on your own shoulders you should have released to me years ago. You should have come to me seeking a solution when the problem began. At that time, I would have worked with you. But you had developed a habit that was not good for you, but brought you some kind of relief, and you weren't willing to give it up. So it got worse and worse and worse. Now you're at the end of your rope. You desperately want a solution. I wish I could snap my fingers and make it all go away. But part of your learning and maturing process is tied up, working through the solution. I want to see you stronger, and only hard work with my grace will cultivate that in you. So for you, Claire, clearly, you're a good 50 pounds overweight, and I want to change that, and I will help you. So let's begin today. No more coconut milk drinks. No more tasty sugary additives. We're going to do something new and different, going back to the old days, when you were more sensible about eating and fasting. By the way, it's very hard to fast when you're overweight. You're lugging around 50 pounds of weight, which requires more calories to carry, so you get entrenched in a vicious cycle. I want you to listen to my voice, in your conscience, when I speak to you. And that tiramisu in the freezer? Give it away. It is a huge temptation. You need to face off occasions of sin, like having it in the house to begin with. Do you know Satan delights in that? Oh, yes, he is so happy to see you indulge yourself. It means a foothold for guilt. Your prayers aren't strong now. You've indulged. And good, you're going to keep gaining weight. Oh, isn't that cake just out of this world? Doesn't it make you feel better? You worked so hard and suffered so long. You deserve it. Then he will come back and say, you let the Lord down. Your prayers are weak and pitiful. And you have so many counting on you, you should be ashamed of yourself. Look at how fat you are. How are you going to get rid of that? You won't. You'll just keep wearing out your knees and be walking around bent up like an old lady. And you defrauded the poor. They can't afford food like that. You've stolen from them. You shouldn't be in ministry. You're fat, ugly, and dishonest. Don't you know ministry is just for the beautiful people that have it all together? And on, Claire. Satan will never stop the condemning thoughts, and that will make you want to run to high calories to make your plummeting blood sugar come back up. Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit, dearest. You have managed most of your life with self-control. You can finish it that way as well, and especially because I am with you. Dear ones, to seek food as a source of satisfaction or entertainment is gluttony. Yes, let's call it what it is. That doesn't mean you can't celebrate once in a while, but to be preoccupied with such things is a very base way of living. Seek me, relish me above all things. And when you find me, you will be so filled with joy, food will cease to have any meaning to you, except to keep your body fueled. This is the ideal state for you. It will bring you the most consolation. To try and replace me with food will never bring good results. That God-shaped place inside of you is meant to be your only source of consolation on this earth. But rarely do my people know this. Rather, they mix the pleasures of the world in with prayer and fellowship with me, and thereby weaken the effects of intimate prayer by diluting it with the pleasures of the flesh. Just like Nehemiah's men, you must keep your sword in one hand and work with the other. My brides must enter the battle daily, and the devils are highly skilled at teaching you to slough off and get soft. Pamper yourself. It is to their advantage to make you soft. But I am teaching you a better way. Cleave to me for consolations. Run to me when you fall or someone trips you. I'm there with open arms, healing and helping you to overcome self-pity and self-indulgence. The enemy has created a vortex, self-pity, causes you to draw things to yourself and get lost in them. But I teach you to stand back up with a healed heart and continue in the game. So you see, it's much to their advantage to see you fall in this way. My dear ones, my beautiful brides, do you see there is still a ways to go before I can take you to heaven? So I am coming to remedy some of the things that have burdened you. and things that also take away from your happiness and satisfaction in a job well done. I want you all to call me, beginning today, to help you overcome the bad habits you've been struggling with. I'm going to be with you in a new way to deliver you and put your feet back on the path, one that will also make you stronger and more capable in your mission. So many of you have felt defeated because of a vice you've not been able to conquer. Well, today I want to turn that around for you. Come to me, repent for your laziness, and ask for my help. I will surely give it to you. And for those of you who have discovered and loved the power of my mother's intercession, add that to your rosary intentions. I am with you to deliver you and prosper your soul for the good of the kingdom. Well, I just wanted to add something to this message that just came up immediately after it. It was a rhema from Our Lady Light of the Woods.org, which is the site I started when I was a Catholic Franciscan sister. I've set my browser to the homepage, so every time I open it, I get a rhema. So here goes. This is what popped up. We must either mortify our passions or suffer constant remorse and fear. Wow, what a perfectly right-on word for this message. It reminds me very much of Jacob offering to give Esau a bowl of stew in exchange for his birthright and the right to be recognized as the firstborn. And Esau agreed. He must have been pretty hungry. What tragedy resulted from this carnal decision? Be strong, heart-dwelling family. Let the Lord guide you into freedom with his grace. And keep me in your prayers, too. God bless you.